You're listening to the Evelie Show 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio.
Episode 450,000.
My headphones aren't really working.
Oh.
I don't know why.
How's that?
Oh, that's way better. That's okay. Better.
It's been a while. We're back.
Yeah.
You just put an entry into the Fall Fair?
Mm-hmm. Three, actually.
Okay. And you saw some really cool things that were submitted.
Yeah.
Can you give me some examples? We're just talking about them.
No, because the Fall Fair hasn't started yet, so I can't tell.
Oh, is it secret?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. All right, well, maybe we'll talk about it on another show. Well, did you know that today is the National Radio Day?
It is.
Yeah. It's celebrating radio around the world. Radio has been with us for a long, long time. It was kind of invented in the early 1900s, used as a way to send messages back and forth, you know, similar to like, you know, a telegraph, but radio was an invention that had contributions from all sorts of different inventors. As a matter of fact, one of the first ever broadcasts across the ocean occurred right near Cape Cod, where we're going to be. There's a place called Marconi Beach. Marconi is this Italian inventor, and they did an across-the-ocean radio transmission. With that said, did you know that when the Titanic...
Why is your mic so loud?
Oh.
It's a blasting.
Did you know that when the Titanic was sinking, they used some of the first examples of radio. They used a Marconi transmission. They used a radio transmission to say, we're sinking.
I know, and they didn't actually come. They said, we'll be there in 3 hours. And they're like, we're going to sink in 1 hour.
Right. Well, I mean, they were out there. Probably was going to take them 3 hours to get there, even if they left right away. But anyway, that's interesting. Radio has been used for so many things, good things and sometimes probably bad things, but I'm glad that radio is being used in a positive way in Smithers, especially with CICK. So let's do some songs about radio. Let's do a song like this one that's called, how do you read it?
The Boggles Killed the Radio Star.
Video Killed the Radio Star. This was a big deal. This was a big song when I was younger.
Video killed the radio star.
1977. I was 7 years old. That was a pretty big deal. Okay, let's go another cool old song by a very, very cool band.
The Clash, This Is Radio Clash.
That's the one.
Interrupting all programs. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Cuban Army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Is an urban Vietnam giving deadly exhibitions of murder by napalm. This is Radio Clash tearing up the Seven Veils. This is Radio Clash, please save us, stop the whale. Underneath the mushroom cloud. This is Radio Clash. Don't need that emo swell.
This is Radio Clash. That was Clash singing their song, Radio Clash. This is Radio Clash. Oh. We're not going to. Which was released in 1981. And it was, you know, like their fans were not super excited by it because the Clash were known as a punk band. Punk is like a kind of like aggressive and shouty, screamy kind of stuff. But usually, you know, like, I don't know. So, often in protest kind of thing. But their switch with this album to sort of more funky kind of sounds was kind of considered controversial, at the very least. But it was way ahead of its time. So, what do you think of that one? Coolish? Coolio?
Not really.
But it also talks about, the song talks about how radio is used as a way of protest or dissent, which it has been for a long, long, long time. Sometimes it was the only way to get the truth out there. Pardon?
Song.
Okay. This is a Canadian artist by the name of Esperanza Spalding.
Esperanza.
Yeah, Esperanza.
You know, and you can't help singing along.
Esperanza Spalding. I made a mistake. I thought that was a Canadian artist, but it's actually an American-born artist. I think still living in the States. Born in Oregon. Oh, well. But anyway, very cool. She's playing actually in Vancouver. So maybe it's, I don't know. Don't know exactly her Canadian connection, but I'm curious to look up more to see what her Canadian connection is. So moving on to more radio songs. Let's see. What would you like to listen to? Would you like to listen to hip-hop? Elvis Costello? You kind of like Elvis Costello because he's kind of goofy in the videos.
Sure.
He's, I would say, sure. He's pretty much Canadian now. He lives in Vancouver Island.
Let's do
it. Let's do it? Okay. Let's do it. You can tell me what the song is.
What?
Read.
Elvis Costello, the...
And? That's the and sign.
And the... Attractions?
Yeah.
Radio.
That's the one. Elvis Costello. All right. I like Elvis Costello. And his gap between his front teeth. All right. Let's go into a hip-hop track. This I know is a Canadian band. Ready for it?
Yeah. Rock Radio.
By Timbuktu.
Sixteen. States from 9 to 5.
When you come?
Idea.
In Toronto.
Why not?
That show must be me.
Writing this play.
Those boobastic new rap tunes. Forget reviews, getting our news is taken way past noon. Never relate to making papes with shaving apes tattoos. But it's amazing how we channel through the speakers some juice. Who's the groove jockey? The bruised Rocky, the Zoom rocket to rock the spot. Popping and locking and got the crowd nodding. But that's the damn problem. They should be moving, tapping shoes and acting super duper cool. Let's get the Uzi diabolical shh. Come on, get off of the wall. We came here to have a good time. This ain't a firing squad. I'm a survivor, not retire. Got fly. Hot fire, ripping the broad cipher. Got hyper, the rowdy Rod Piper. Wesley Crusher, not Snipes. Living the life of the writer. Forever before, with Mike. Nobody before, with Riker. Bit of the trusted advice. Never see us cause we're tighter. Becoming accustomed, getting concussions. Living your food with the lifers. Cause it's the real. This faction's got the passion to build. Bringing a savage brand of rap until it's mashed in your grill. Giving them half a chance and happenstance. We naturally will deliver the radio. A reason to be paying these bills.
I'll admit it's unescapable, incapable of making labels would say it's safe. It's so backwards. I'm a rapper in a black hearse, massacre verse. After asking for disaster deserved, and I'ma act rash, leading the pack a lab with the masters. While other rappers put asses, try to relax with the pap smears. The backlash of my black Sabbath on Blackbeard. I live in the past, a primitive faction bigger than last year. Bam bam, swinging in clubs like I'm Bam Bam, the handy cam gambler, getting more love than your gram gram, the freaking apostle, like a Tupac quote. I grandstand, I'm off of the top ropes. Finish them off with a ram jam. That's all I know, it's all we do. The lyrical flow and follow through till brains are different and cat scans. Backgammon with the madman in nursing home. Still be working home, serving flows like rice pudding, verbal so ice. Shouldn't I murder foes? Like Serpico, corrupt thoughts is not an option. I'm purposeful. The buck won't stop, I'm the show shop and searching so. Searching the earth is still my personal circus. Spitting surgical verses
through the radio.
Sorry about that, folks. Technical difficulties.
Yes, I'm going any length to keep his three listeners glued with Ooey Bluey to their radios. But
question is, how far will you go? You go. You go. You go.
Timbuktu. All right, that was a cool one. All right, moving on. We'll go into another classic punk band, British punk band, I guess.
Ramones, we want their waves.
That's them. The Ramones.
La, we want la 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 la.
Hey, whips, baby. I think I could do without the baby, honestly. Anyway, the Ramones are out of the UK. Is that true? No, they're an American punk band formed in New York in 1974. So that's a cool one. That's a very cool one. And I think that's it. I'm going to say goodbye to everybody.
Bye, everybody, and you're listening to CSUK 93.9 FM, Smiley's Community Radio.
Did you say what the show was?
Evelie Show.
Bye.
And the sponsor I'd like to thank is Nature's Pantry.
Cool. Going to be back next week?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I think so.
All right.